God with the very number one scripture in the whole Bible, and is that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. I believe if you humble yourself and say, Father God, I want to make you. I want to make you number one in my life. I don't want to be number one anymore. I don't want to sit on your throne, Lord. I want you to sit on the throne of my life. I believe there is where a real heavenly and spiritual connection is going to take place. And I believe there, when you receive your healing, Darren, I believe when a person receives their healing and it's manifested in their life, they'll never be the same again. We should never go back into those old habits, into the old habit patterns, in the same associations. I believe when we receive that manifestation of our healing with that abandonment that so many people in the New Testament had. I mean, blind men and beggars were yelling at Jesus, and the friends of the paralytic peeled the roof off and they came down through the roof, and Syrophoenician woman who never talk to men, especially Jewish men, it was coming to Jesus. They approached Jesus with total abandonment and unashamedness. And I believe we need to do that in this day and age too. Let nothing come between us and that healing and the Lord Jesus in our life.
One thing I think we have to be very careful of, and it excuse me, it's rampant in the human race, and that's pride. And sometimes it's real pride to say, well, God, You think you're so smart, you know, you're so big, and here I am so little, and I'm, you know, you heal me, just show me, and then I'll believe. You know, it doesn't work that way,
folks.
That's
not faith.
That's not faith.
No.
That's challenging God at the wrong point. And I believe that we need to say, all right, if you say that I am already healed, I'm going to believe that, and I'm going to receive my healing and hold on to my healing because the integrity of the word says I'm healed.
That's right. I believe this whole healing, Darren, is centered on a person who does love the Lord. I mean, if you don't love the Lord, we can't help you at all. If you're cynical, if you're double-minded, if you're a doubting person that always says, well, show me and I'll do it. That's not a person of faith. I'm sorry. And Darren and I are teaching on the level that we're probably taking it a little for granted that this person really desires their healing and they're trusting in the Lord for their healing.
And I say, hey, if you want to put up the pain, the discomfort, the infirmity, hey, I won't bug you.
Well, a lot of people do.
I cannot violate your will and get you healed, mm-hmm. even though it's better for you to be healed than to be sick. God can't either. He has given you a will, and I mean, you can stay right where you are in your stubbornness or in your ignorance. I mean, He will not violate that. He's given all of us a will. And right now, the Holy Spirit is telling me to pray for people, Barbara, that the eyes of their heart, the ears will be enlightened and be opened up so they can really understand what we're telling them,
yes.
because we're giving them the key here to keeping your miracle and keeping your healing.
Yes.
Would you agree with
yes.
me?
Yes, amen.
Lord Jesus, we come to you, and Father God, we just approach your throne. You are our Father. We are your children. And right now, I'm praying and asking for every listener to this message that the eyes of their heart, the ears of their understanding will be opened up so that they can understand by revelation, not by reason, but by revelation what we're teaching today. Because, Father God, they can be healed, number one, and they can keep their healing, number two, and they can rise up and be victorious over those things that the devil brings to our lives because he comes, according to John 10:10, to kill, steal, and destroy. And, Lord, we're setting about today to destroy the works of the devil, the works of fear, the works of doubt and unbelief that occur, that come against all of us. Father God, in 1 John 3:8, you said one of the purposes of Jesus coming was to destroy the works of the devil, and we thank you. We set ourselves in agreement with that principle today. Amen. Now, folks, you don't have to put up with it. Let me say that to you just straight out. You do not have to put up with it. And some of you think, you're in deception, that's true. But in Psalm 107:20, here's what it said, and we're helping him do that today. It says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. We're bringing you the word. We're bringing you the ways of God today, not in pride and arrogance, because we've had to fight our way through this too. I mean, we're teaching you what we've had to learn by experience. What we're saying is you can be healed and you can keep your healing. And let me tell you, our first thought is, if I get a pain in my head as Barbara, if I pray for myself, let's say that it doesn't go away right away. I may say to Barbara, we might be driving down the road or maybe we're in the house, would you put your hand on my on my head, honey, and just pray for me here and agree with me. And let me tell you, usually in 10 seconds, that thing is gone.
That's right.
Now, what I'm going to tell you here is you need to jump on everything that comes against your body, your mind, and your spirit immediately. That's an attack on you, and you don't put up and say, well, I think, let's see, do I have any Tylenol? Do we have any Advil in the house? That's the wrong approach. I believe that with all my heart. You need to immediately pray and say, something is attacking me here that's abnormal. I shouldn't have this pain in my head. I shouldn't have this pain in my neck. I don't care what it is. And you see, if you leave it there, the devil's going to come along and say, you know, you probably have bone cancer. He even tries that on me, Barbara. As much as I know about healing, he still says, you know, you might have cancer.
That's right.
You might have cancer. I was praying for one of my boys last night. He was telling me about something going on in his body. Right away, the issue of cancer came up. I said, Holy Spirit, we're going to take this thing on. Holy Spirit says he doesn't have cancer. Pray for him and I'll heal him.
That's right. And another thing, so many people say, even in the body of Jesus Christ, and they say things like, well, he doesn't heal everybody. You know he doesn't heal everybody.
That's true.
Well, God...
Because their unbelief.
That's right. God desires to. In fact, one of God's names, Darren, is Jehovah Rapha. And that means the Lord, my healer. And he says, you are my people. As long as you obey this word that I've given to you, you will not receive any of the diseases the Egyptians had. And he was talking about this in Exodus 15, because I am the Lord your healer. You will not experience any of the diseases and illnesses the Egyptians had. So that pretty well puts us in a brand new category, Darren. When we're born again, when we're believers in Jesus Christ, we're put in a category that says, I have divine health. And I believe it's so important, especially when you've had a disease or illness, God, you have seen God's healing power in your body manifested and you are healthy. Don't go back to the old ways. Don't go back to the old way of thinking. Don't go back to the old associations. And that's one reason we have this wonderful little power pack here that the Holy Spirit gave to us, Darren, because after you receive the manifestation of your healing, that's when you should really get down to brass tacks and say, you know, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me, he quickens my mortal body, and continue to say those verses, continue to say them over and over and over again.
You know, it has to become a lifestyle.
It does. Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes.
I'll tell you, and another thing that you have to know, and we'll spend some more time later on in this message, is what spirits has the devil sent your life to bring you a spirit of infirmity? Folks, I'm going to tell you, in almost every case, it's fear and it's deception. That's the devil's master card. That's his ace in the hole, so to speak. And he's going to bring fear, and he's going to bring you a presentation. Well, I wonder if you just accept MS, or I wonder if you'd accept cancer. I wonder, and see, excuse me, if you lay down, so to speak, and you start talking about it, and you start getting into fear and evil imaginations, the devil has the ability to put that in your body, and it happens all the time. You need to really watch your words. In fact, I'm going to read a scripture to you here. Jesus said in Matthew 12:36, I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account of for in the day of judgment. Now, that day of judgment could be today, could be tomorrow, when you're judging yourself as sick. For by your words you shall be justified, by your words you shall be condemned. Or people go off, oh, I probably got, and they start saying terrible things about themselves when they say, well, probably I've got, and oh, I probably got this terrible disease. I'm probably getting MS, or I'm probably getting something else, or, you know, whatever they've recently heard. Well, I may just have a nervous breakdown going on here. Folks, don't say that, because your words are creative. You need to use your words positively. You need to be saying, I'm taking healing, praise God. And you start speaking out the word of God. He sent his word and healed him. That scripture I read to you a while ago, Psalm 107:20. Now, unless you know the word, you can't speak the word out. Now, that's why you need this power pack set of scripture cards here. You need to have some device like that so you can turn to the situation on healing, begin to speak God's word until it becomes yours, until you own it. God knows exactly what he's doing. Do it his way and you'll win.